Alright, we are here. We are Galaxies and welcome. Today we speak on happiness. A question we'd like to pose to you to begin this day is a question people have asked for centuries. Is life suffering? What is life about? Well, in the East, many of you who have studied philosophies coming from the East have discovered that there is a lot to be said about life there, with an emphasis on the fact that for them, that life is suffering. Life is suffering. And therefore, the object of spiritual awakening, the object of your spiritual path, is to detach as much as possible from said suffering, but detach as much as possible from the physical, plain stuff. To lose attachment to things, to lose attachment to the ego, to be able to free oneself from the oppression of one's karma, to ascend into a greater consciousness of bliss through meditation, through peace and quiet and separation from the hubbub and the chaos of the world. Well, while that is very admirable and very feasible and gives us great inspiration when we can see those who are very self-realized, those who have done that successfully, that when they encounter in their physical life challenges, crises, and downright plain old pain and suffering, those who have mastered this detachment are able to live in tremendous amounts of pain and suffering without it appearing to interfere with their mission, with their life. Indeed, most of the great gurus and great teachers would take on the karmas, the burdens, the issues, even the illnesses sometimes of their followers, and shake it off through themselves because they are much more capable of detaching, releasing, letting go, and living in tremendous amount of pain, but still filled with love, still filled with wisdom, caring and energizing their followers, on lifting them and uplifting them. So what was their secret? Because many of these gurus, even though they spent time away in caves or on mountaintops or whatever, meditating away from society, they also were able to function in society. Many of them were actually, you know, business people, regular housewives. They lived the quote-unquote householder life before they went upon their mission. And even in Western tradition, based upon a Middle Eastern figure of Jesus Christ, he didn't get into his mission until he was in his 30s. And there he was supposedly doing carpentry. It is important to know that the engagement and connection with the world is part of your spiritual journey. You came to the physical plane by choice. Your soul chose the physical plane earth experience. And in in order to do that, you had to take on matter. You had to let go of the knowledge and wisdom of who you are, the divine spark of consciousness that you are. You had to let that go. You had to hide it away so that you could come and fully experience on the physical plane the lowest vibratory field of resonance available to learn how to create from scratch, to learn how to discover, to learn how to be. You thought it was a grand adventure, and here you are, intrepid adventurers. But we would say that in a Western philosophy that has emerged over the past 150 years, emerging somewhat out of the mystery schools of Europe and the Middle East and Egypt, an understanding of a time that you wish to be part of, to participate in, a great shift, that it requires much more conscious awareness, much more taking your own power, much more becoming consciously who you are. And so the Western path, the Western spiritual path, is a little different from the Eastern one. Not really truly different in essence, but different in practice. And in the current Western world, where you find yourself, by the very grace of the divine, by your quote-unquote good karma, you have the opportunity to finish up your cycles of births and deaths by becoming conscious of who you are. And in this learning, the Western metaphysical schools, you have learned the essential basic function of manifestation. There is a theme here that is what we would say the core spiritual, metaphysical concept, belief, whatever you want to call it. That if you follow that, you can create the life of happiness here and now. You don't have to suffer unconsciously, suffer and struggle. Your life doesn't have to be a hardship. It's not that by becoming happy, by becoming fully realized, that you will get rid of problems, that there won't be any more problems in your life. There won't be any more pain. There won't be any more suffering. But if you follow the one basic concept of manifestation, of metaphysics, you'll be able to respond as the light being that you are to your life. And you will not feel the suffering so much. You will be able to actually be happy. Because think of this. This could be your very last lifetime. This could be your grand celebration. This could be a phenomenal transition lifetime into permanent ecstatic bliss of consciousness, of light, of love. So it does well to remember the basic concept. And finally, here it is. Your reality is your creation. It is a reflection of whatever level vibrational resonance, whatever frequency you hold of yourself. The more you know of yourself, the higher your frequency, the higher your resonance is. And the higher your resonance and your frequency is, the more harmonious and joyous, magical and enchanted your life becomes. So many Westerners go over to the East to be with the gurus that are there. And one of the things that Westerners discover when they are in the East is how much magic happens around a guru. There is the appearance of ash out of nowhere called Vibhuti. There are little miracles that happen. A really very well, a very high level guru can speak to you exactly what's in your mind, can visit you wherever you are, crossing time and space boundaries. All sorts of magic and synchronicities line up. Pretty phenomenal. So much fun. Makes you so high. But that's because you're in a vibratory frequency of someone who knows who they are. The more you know who you are, the higher your resonance, the better your life. You've been raised to think that you are the product of your past. Your identity has been connected to your family, to your genetic heritage or your culture. And so you've very often identified with something that comes from the past. But you see, holding your resonance high when you identify with who you were 20 years ago, or who you were, who your parents were, or what your ancestors were like, is very limiting to you. It doesn't give you the opportunity to be happy. And there's so much being said currently. There's been a whole slate of books coming out. There's been conferences on happiness just in the past year or so. A big focus on happiness. Are you happy? On a scale between 1 and 100, are you happy? Well, now everybody has an idea of what happiness is. When you're a child, happiness is having things that you want. You know, you get that toy or you get that circumstance, that pretty thing, that interesting thing. Your identity gets wrapped up in what you have. When you're an adolescent, your identity gets wrapped up in who you know. And your peers, your culture, your connections. When you're a young adult, your identity gets wrapped up in what you do, what you're going to do for a living, what you're going to do to share your gifts and your talents in the world. That's your identity. But you know, automatic growth patterns stop once you get into your 30s. And those of you who are over 33, the growth from there is strictly internal. It is strictly spiritual, emotional, mental. You don't have any more genetics to grow your body. You don't grow any taller. Your growth then is on who are you? Those of you who've entered the spiritual path have asked that question, who am I really? And you've known that any time that you get rid of through processing, meditation, emotional work, psychological work, any lack of self-esteem, lack of self-judgments. You work through issues and get to the other side, find resolutions. You build your self-esteem, you build a sense of, there's a sense of happiness. When you have enough that you're not, you know, scraping by, struggling frantically, when you're able to respond to life situations with a certain maturity, you'll find that you're happier. Happiness is a state of being. And we would like to make this radical concept that in this current day and age, it is an object, a goal to be happy. You want to be happy. It's part of your spiritual journey home. Because the more you know of the love of the divine, the more you find the divine within you, the happier you get. The less you react negatively to others or to personal crises or challenges or issues or problems, the happier you are. It doesn't mean that the issues and the problems go away. You notice that the people that are happy know how to deal with them. And here's why. Because when you get to a certain level of awareness, you discover that your universe is here for you. That's what we said by your reality is created by you. You are the creator of your reality. And how do you do that? You do that through your thoughts, your feelings, your intentions, your choices. And all of you, by being on a spiritual journey, have chosen a new intention that you're making a break with your past and becoming more. You made a choice to be happy. You made a choice to be enough, to have enough. And when you look at life from this point of view, you can see that all the challenges, privations, all the difficulties, all the pain and suffering actually have a positive purpose about it. Although you don't see it very often when it first shows up. And we're going to get into how you work with that later. But the important factor to remember is that this universe is here for you, created for you. Now, consciously, you don't know how you created your reality, but you're learning. You're learning how to do it consciously. You have done it unconsciously by accepting the beliefs and attitudes of your culture and your parents. You have done it subconsciously by finding certain emotional routines and reactions and all sorts of stuff through your growing up that seem to enable you to handle something at the time and survive. And those are subconscious patterns, or what people call programs, or, you know, repetitive issues. That's subconscious programming. You still are not conscious of it. It just is something that evolved and you picked up along the way. But now you're learning to consciously do it. And when you learn to consciously do it, and when you look at your life as consciously malleable, changeable, then you have the conscious capacity to respond to it. You have the conscious capacity to change anything that you don't like from your subconscious programming. And as you go further, you will actually be able to change the collective. You'll actually be able to change the DNA. of the unconscious patterns. You're going to be conscious of the unconscious. It's your spiritual journey. And the more conscious you are, the higher your resonance. And you'll find the different types of things that get attracted to you. Oh yes, this is generally set up in the law of attraction. That's what most people like to call it. You attract that which is congruent with your resonance, with your vibration. The essential bottom line of metaphysics. So how do you attract happiness? Happiness is a state of being, of having enough. Now, we didn't say that means that you're rich. You have everything you want. But you're here. You may be only 3 steps away from eating out of garbage cans, but you're not eating out of garbage cans. You're not homeless. You're here. Somehow, on some level, you have allowed yourself to have enough to survive. It's a bottom line. You all have a bottom line, and we're going to, in another seminar, really work on lifting your bottom line financially and all. So, but right now, the point we want to make is that you have enough. You have enough to be, right now, in the present moment, happy. Now, you may be having some tragedy going on amongst friends or family. Very difficult to be happy in those circumstances. But if you practice living as a happy person, and if you make a few changes in the way you look at your life, and allow your reality to be loving and supportive to you, you can be happy. And in a state of happiness, you attract to yourself more love, more joy, more magic, more opportunities, more adventures, more possibilities. You open doors when you are happy. Open doors to the future. Now, if you identify with the person you have been up to this date, up to this point, if that's who you think you are, then your future, essentially, even if you like, oh, I hope and I wish, even if you do a meditation here or there about your future, if your identity is based on who you have become from the past, then your future is like a line or a track leading into the future that is the extension or projection of that past into the future. In other words, whatever you've been doing up to now will continue. The future is now. There really is no other time. Past and future are illusions. The time is now. Well, right now you are living the future. Unless you change something. Unless you lift your resonance. As you lift your resonance, you get happier. There are 3 steps to happiness. We're going to take you through those 3. The first step of happiness is letting go of the power of the past so that your future isn't just an extension of the past. It's like people making forecasts in a business forecast. Well, it seems like profits have been growing steadily about at this rate. So if we project the future, it's going to continue to steadily grow at this rate. That's what the future is going to look like. It's going to look like the way it is now. It's just like now is between the past and the future, and it's just on a nice track. It kind of goes from the past down here. We're just putting a point here down on the lower left. That's where all the graphs begin, right? And then what you want to have is a nice diagonal line up to the right in your graph and says that's the future up there. It's going to be higher and better. That's assuming that you're aiming up there from down on the lower left to the upper right. But growth always happens in little zigzags or stair steps. You have highs and you have lows. If you can sustain happiness, your lows get less. They are not so low. Your highs get higher. And so, from the lower left, it can go up here, it can go crashing there, it can zoom up again, the line on your graph, even higher. And it could go off the graph, way up there. With the addition of happiness. Happiness is a voluntary state. It doesn't come as a result of external factors. It's what we're trying to say. It's a result of internal factors. So the first step to happiness is letting go of your old story. This is the way it is for me. If you've ever been in traffic and you get stuck in really major traffic or you get lost or something and you say, oh, I always get the worst traffic and I just get lost all the time. What have you just done?
Perpetuated.
Exactly. You've created a projection into the future based on what you've just chosen as your belief. So all the future is going to be related to that. You're just going to keep getting this traffic. At some point, you're going to take it very personally. Why is the universe sending me so much damn traffic? Well, it's your own fault. You decided that that's what was normal and natural for you. All right? And that's what you deserve then. It always happens that way. Just as I reach for the really great job or the great opportunity or whatever, it seems to fizzle. That's what it would have to happen like that. That's just the way it is for me. Anytime you make that kind of rationale, so you don't have to feel like a failure, you feel much more than instead like a victim of your reality. Your future's not going to be too bright. You're just going to have more of the same. Now, we're not saying this as something brand new because every one of you has heard this concept before. And every one of you is aware of how your mind talk gets you into trouble. Okay? Your mind talk, little voice inside your head that yaks all day, will make a running commentary on your life. It's boring as hell if you listen to it. But it's very important that you do so you can catch the crap you're saying to yourself. Right? It's sometimes, some of you are feeling kind of guilty. Okay? And that you just kind of carry this little bit of guilt around all the time. A little bit of judgment of yourself. Just, you carry it around all the time. And you'll find that your mind talk is you explaining yourself. To yourself. As if somebody else is there. Well, you know, I like to do it this way because, you know, I always like to do it this way. This is the way I like to do it. I don't like to do it that way. I like to do it this way. Why do you do that? Is it? You're reinforcing a reality in which you are always going to be on some kind of defensive. You're always going to have to seek some kind of rationale for your quote-unquote odd behavior. because you're not normal, you know. Right? So you have this chatter in there. Then there's those where you're blaming other people for problems that you have or have had, where you chew on issues that don't seem to resolve themselves, but you keep going back to them and you chew on them. Is that a good way to create a new future for yourself? No. If you hold on to stuff, like negative stuff, if you judge yourself, if you make a mistake, you drop something, let's say, clumsy me, I'm so clumsy. Why do you do that? Or you forget something. Oh, I'm such a ditz. Why do you do that to yourself? You're trying to explain yourself. You're trying to peg yourself. You're trying to learn who you are. The bad way. The negative way. You're trying to figure yourself out. You're figuring out your identity. Who do you identify in your culture? Do you identify with people on your same financial level? Do you identify with people who are at a lower financial level or a higher financial level? Do you identify with people who have hard lives? Or do you identify with people who seem to have a lot more ease in their life? Where do you identify? What does your mind talk tell you about yourself? Because that's what it tells you. That's where you run all your beliefs about reality and yourself. It's really good to listen to it. It's very repetitive. It goes over and over and over the same things, the same way, with the same words. So you don't miss it, okay? But if you listen to it, you go, oh my, what am I doing to myself? So the first step, now we can't expect you to stop all your mind talk. Only the greatest masters of the East, the greatest meditation masters, are able to stop the mind talk completely. There are many techniques that people have to kind of reduce it or not be attached to it. But your mind talk is going to continue. So you might as well listen to it and make new choices about things. Have you ever heard people go, oh, I'm just having such a problem. Oh, cancel. You need to do that in your mind. Oh, cancel. I'm finding a solution. I'm finding resolution. Okay. So the first thing we want to do is take you just briefly on, not a meditation, so don't put your things down. This is just a mental, brief, quick thing. Just close your eyes, just very quickly, just for a minute. And think about who you are right now. What does your mind do? It's scrambling around trying to tell you who you are. All right. Who have you been? Where have you come from? What is your past? You often carry the scars of your past, perhaps even the burdens. Maybe guilts from your past. Just imagine that you're there looking behind you. It's like you turn around and look behind you and there's a pathway. The pathway of your past and you into the nearer past is things that look, you know, more current, and further along, way back there in the past, you see your beginnings. And you see everything in between. Feel what that feels like. Is that a happy feeling? Is that a kind of blah feeling? Is that a sad feeling? Frustrating? Is there a lot of hardship back there? Struggles? Pain and suffering? Lots of fun and adventure? Look at all the whole spectrum of what's back there. And feel the essence of it. Feel what the essence of your past is. You just kind of sense in your solar plexus. Just pay attention. Down in your stomach, down in your solar plexus. Down deep inside you. The essence of your past, of who you have been. You've survived. You've, in a way, you've triumphed to be here now. But just be aware of this past. Feel it. Now in your imagination, as you just kind of get a sense of, you can't verbally explain not sensing. You can't verbally explain the state of being. You just tune into it. So in your mind's eye, turn around and look towards your future now. And now if what you want to look at your future now is the extension of your past. What would your future be if you don't change anything? If you don't change anything from the way you've done it always up to now. Just sense that essence of your past and kind of sense that right now in you, and now project that forward into your future. What kind of future do you have? If you were a victim in your past a lot, you suffered at the hands of others, then that would be there in the future too, the feeling of that, the sense of that, the attraction of that. If you tend to be a fearful person or an angry person, feeling guilty, feeling frustrated, and what's the future with that too? What is your dominant state of being and what future would go along with that? What kind of circumstances can you imagine would be attracted to that vibration to you and your future? Now this future, if it is a projection of your past, will hold the collective beliefs about life, about aging, about value, your value, about whether you're going to get more love or less love, more success or more ups and downs. Just get a sense of the future. Now, the good thing is that you have hope. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to us today. So put in a little hope into your future track, your future life track. Just put a little hope in there. And just notice how it lifts just a little bit. How possibilities open up. How you can open a door or two. It seems a little brighter already. Okay, that is your future, as of now. Kind of get a sense of it. Okay, and let yourself come back and open your eyes. And you didn't really go anywhere, but, you know, back to your normal awareness. this is what we're going to change as well. You're going to have a happy life track, a happy future track, right? And we wanted to point this out because the past can be so heavy sitting on you that the first step of moving into happiness is learning how to forgive. To first forgive yourself. A lot of people think that it's hard to forgive oneself. Not really, once you get the hang of it. Once you realize that who you are is a divine being, a powerful reality creator come to earth, who's kind of forgotten all that incredible power and light and glory, so you can kind of play in the physical world. But if you can kind of remember a little bit of that, that little bit greater you, the more powerful you, can look at the weaker, lesser you with compassion. Looking at yourself with compassion. And forgiving you. Forgiving yourself. You can let all that guilt go. Forgive yourself for not having, you know, fulfilled all those triumphs that you thought you should have. Be as brilliant as you should have. Be as loved and as nurtured as you should have. Had all the goodies that you should have. All the friends and support of your community that you should have. You are enough. You've always been enough. You didn't know it, but you have been. So forgive yourself for, and let yourself go. Take yourself off the hook. Take the pressure off. You've always been doing the best you could under whatever circumstance you found yourself. Forgive yourself for not having succeeded, because a lot of that success that you were hoping for was an imperative given you by the collective, by your culture. If you succeed in this particular way, if you're this loving, this powerful, this good, this kind, this wealthy, blah, 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 whatever it is, you'll be loved, you'll be happy. Forgive yourself for anything that you have done in your past that could have undermined your happiness. You did the best you could. Realize that. Come on. Come on. At the time, you did the best you could. Because you've got voices in there saying, no, I could have done better. I should have done better. I should have done it differently. No. Let it go. You did the best you could. Really. In the moment, you took the option that was the least painful for you. It may have been a dysfunctional option, but it was the least painful for you, so you took it. It was the best you could do then. Forgive yourself. Forgive you. Just feel like, okay, I'm going to get my burdens off. Now, we're going to take you through more forgiveness later, but just get the feeling of getting that, just taking that load off of you. Forgiveness is also forgiving others. Others that in the past you've blamed for creating disturbance, misery, havoc, chaos, debility, pain, suffering, whatever in your life. Take them off the hook too. Because this is your play. Your divine play. You're the creator. And you called all these people. Now, you don't know consciously that you did this. This is something you did in the unconscious before you came into this life. You called all these people to come and be with you and to play roles with you, to read certain parts to you, to push you into certain states of consciousness so that you could learn about who you are, so that you could learn how to respond, learn how to grow, learn how to think and feel, learn how to grow up, learn how to be yourself. All of these events, starting with your parents. Yes, you chose your parents well. If you got dysfunctional, crazy parents, you chose them. Why? So that you would not follow in their footsteps. So that you would find a different way. You would find a way to peace, to stability on your own. The one who channels us, her mother, was a real passionate Christian missionary type. Born again and bipolar to boot. If her mother had not been so much the Lord this and the Lord that, and all the guilt and the shame that came with that, would she have found her spiritual path? Would she have left home to find and to seek a life with greater meaning than being a church lady in central Tennessee? Maybe, maybe not. So don't blame your parents just because they didn't have tremendous wealth to give you and pass on to you. Or because somehow or another they messed you up or they gave you bad DNA, problems with your body. Let them go. Forgive your parents. Forgive old lovers. Forgive old friends who turned on you. Forgive people for treating you badly. Just let them go. If you hold on to that, what's your future going to be? What are you going to expect in your future? You need to forgive. Clean up the past. Forgiveness is the first step to happiness. If you can't forgive, then you've got a tremendous attachment of ego, either to revenge or proving yourself. You've got your slave driver on your back or something. You know, you're going to really suffer if you don't. Once you've forgiven everything, you're going to have a clean slate. And then the second step to happiness is gratitude. And you have to practice it because you're not taught to be grateful. Oh yes, you're taught when you were very, very young to say thank you when somebody gives you something. But you don't really understand what gratitude is or what thankfulness at its deeper level is until you're a bit older. Gratitude is a very pure emotional energy. It has within it the appreciation of the tremendous gift of life that you've been given. All of this here has been given to you This whole life and every circumstance, everything in your life has been given to you. Be grateful for that opportunity. You're on a threshold of a future, at a space and time on the planet, being the age you are, the gender you are, in the circumstances that you are. It's perfect right now. Be grateful for this opportunity to live a life filled with joy and happiness, fulfilling your mission on earth, completing and celebrating your journey on earth. Feeling grateful. Standing, looking at your future when you have gratitude for now. You clear a lot of crap out of your future. Because gratitude is a powerful manifestation tool. If you can feel grateful now for what you have, you can be grateful that you've survived to here, grateful that you have enough, grateful that you have the opportunity to live now at this time on the planet. Gratitude for the power, for the consciousness, for the awareness that you have. Then you can go to the third step of happiness. And the third step of happiness, indeed, is choice. Here you take your power. Here you claim who you are as the light being, the powerful reality creator. In choice. You are in choice. You always have choice. This is a free will universe. It's all about choice. Choice is your master tool for reality. You intend, you choose. And when you choose, as the light being that you are, then it is so. You are creating your reality. When you choose right now to be happy, you're not saying, I'm going to be content with suffering. No. I'm going to be content with having very little money, or I'm content with having, you know, this stability in my health and whatever. No, happiness is not about settling for what you have that you don't really enjoy. Okay? Happiness is about a state of mind that permeates your thinking and your feeling. Happiness is a choice to think and feel a certain way. Why? Just because you want to. If you are happy now, right now, if you can choose to be happy now, you can step into those feelings of happiness, of having enough, regardless of how much it is you have, of being the divine being, come to earth, fulfilling your destiny, fulfilling that spiritual journey, wrapping up birth and death, manifesting it with the power to manifest, with the power of creation. And you're a pretty creative being. You can accept that. You can choose to be happy right here. You can think of things that you love, things that please you. And in your mind, Even if those things that you love and the things that please you are not present at this very moment physically, if you connect with them in your mind, you can choose to hold that feeling. So just right now, you don't even have to close your eyes. Think of something that, someone that you care about, someone you love, or that you appreciate a lot. It could be a person, it could even be a pet. But when you think of this person or the pet, or a group of people, or a concept, or a project even, that you love, that you feel passionately joyous about. If you can just think of that, and think about that right now. What is the feeling that comes with that? What is the vibration that comes with that? Let yourself just settle into that feeling. What if that feeling was with you all the time, 24/7, even while you slept? Can you imagine what nice dreams you'd have? You'd have dreams of magic. You all go to night school anyway. When you sleep, you all go off and learn stuff. It could be fun to be a little bit more aware of it, to enjoy it more, and not spend all your night working out problems. It's a choice. Happiness is a choice. Those saints of the East, they know how to choose. They know how to choose a state of being and own it for themselves and be in it. It's a nonverbal thing. So your mind can go running around like crazy trying to explain happiness to you. And you may never feel it. But if you can tune in to the vibration of happiness, your will, your power, can choose it. So forgiveness, letting go of the past and all its implications, projections, assumptions, identities. Gratitude for the opportunity of life, the opportunity to participate in the great shift and a great wave of consciousness of which you have come to be in, that is part of you, that is part of your destiny, part of your original choice. This is your home-going wave. You're part of this home-going wave. You're going home to the divine union. You're going home to unconditional love. Going home to oneness and beyond. Going home to God, Goddess, all that is. The more conscious you are, the more conscious you can choose. The more conscious you can be. With gratitude, you project a future life track of events and circumstances you will attract to yourself for which you will feel gratitude. If you practice forgiveness, you create a future track in which you stay current and free emotionally. An essence. You can be empowered and responsible for your reality creation and responsible for yourself, not as a burden, not as a chore, not as a blame or punishment, but responsibility. You're able to respond in your power. And when something happens, you don't have to take it so personally. You don't have to take things so hard because, ta-da, you can forgive. You can forgive yourself for reacting badly. You can forgive someone else. It comes along with understanding, being able to see their point of view, being able to understand where you're coming from, and letting it all go. And then to choose on a daily basis. To choose. Intend to be happy regardless of what goes on. Now we're going to talk to you later about the particular techniques on how to live happiness. How to integrate it into your life. There's a fun list of fun things. Recognize you're going to have a lot more fun and a lot more laughter. Life can be really good. You can take emotional risks. You can love and be loved. Life can be fabulous. You can be happy. You can be happy just eating dinner with a friend. You can be in total bliss eating dinner with a friend. How good it is to be able to be with your friend, eating a good food, good company, good food. People have raved about that for centuries. Why do most of your socializing happen over food? There's a bonding. There's a belonging. It feels so good. And when you belong, you feel so happy. Now, there's a stage in your life that's beyond happiness, and it's called joy. It's more intense, and it's more vigorous, it's more active. Happiness is more a state of being. We would say it's more of essence. It's like a filter you put on your consciousness, and you just look through that filter, and everything that you see is going to be touched by that, what they call that, rose-colored glasses. And everything you see is rosy. That's what a choice of happiness does. Now, it's not going to be, at first, it's not going to be 24/7. Don't hold yourself to it. Okay? It's going to take a while before you remember, oh, I just went off track. I just went off my happiness track. My future just got a little darker. Let me just get back onto my happiness track by choice. I'm going to forgive myself for having run off track. No big deal. I'm just coming back. Be grateful that I was aware of it. And I'm going to choose now. Happiness. It seems very simple, and it is. It's actually very easy once you get the hang of it. Over time, you'll get happier and happier. And what are the benefits of happiness? Why should you even bother to do this? Well, first of all, as we've said, your future track brightens up considerably. But happiness does a wonderful thing for your physical body. When you're happy and grateful, your immune system gets strong. If you're sick and you get happy and grateful and giving yourself just a little nurturing too and love, it goes away so much faster and easier. Your immune system's strong. When you're happy, your lymph flows better. You have more vitality. Your circulation is better. When you're happy, your stress reduces. And so if you have high blood pressure, it can normalize. You can handle more success. Right now, there's some of you who, if success just came and dumped on you, you wouldn't be able to handle it. You'd be just overwhelmed. You'd run screaming. Can't deal with it. If you look back at your life, you'll find that you've done that at times. If you're happy, you attract to yourself more loving, interesting people. If you're happy, your physical body doesn't age like other people's, like the collective. You bust out of the collective aging process. Because the baby boomers are aging, there's a tremendous focus, as usual, on aging. Whatever the baby boomers are focused on, that's really, really important, and everybody has to focus on it, right? Aging is a collective. If you notice, people are looking younger at their ages than they used to. People who were in their 50s, back in the 1950s, look like people who now are in their early 70s. Why? Because the boomer generation initiated, and often called the me generation, initiated a lot more personal empowerment. More power for yourself. More power to the people, remember? So aging for you is a little bit different. And because you, particularly you here, listening to us, are part on a spiritual journey, part of your spiritual journey is to lift beyond the consensus culture, beyond the mainstream beliefs and attitudes and little boxes of thought and philosophy. You want more. So you're going to find through happiness, you're not going to age the same way. They did interviews. These people went and interviewed all the oldest people on the planet. Right, the centenarians, those who had hit 100 and were still going. And they went all over the place. They went in the U.S., they found them in the Soviet Union, or U.S., or in Russia, and in the back countries, and they found them all over the planet. They found those that had made it over 100. And they didn't all have pristine diets. Some of them smoke and drank. Which, for the most part, in your culture, is devastating to your DNA. Right? But it didn't seem to work that way for them. Why? Because they were happy. It was interesting. These 100-plus-year people are happy. They're happier than other people, somehow. Then they went and interviewed those that were, they called the super centenarians, which is a small handful of people over 110. And they were even happier. It's like, and I was like puzzled. Golly, you're so old and yet you're so happy. What is it? Well, they certainly learned to let go of all that old crap. Now, you may not want to live to 100 or 110 or beyond, and you may want to. But the option is available to you if you get happy. Considering that the planet has become so poisonous, you got chemtrails, you got, pesticides, you got fluoride in the drinking water. You got all sorts of, you know, toxins. It's an assault daily. But if you're happy, your digestive system works better. If you're happy, your liver functions better. People who are unhappy generally have really messed up livers. If a person has a real liver issue, it's some old rage, some old anger and frustration, and he never was able to express it, and it was all blocked up inside there, and you have to pull it out in various energy treatments and stuff. So you get a good, healthy system. You get healthy digestion. With a healthy digestion, you get a good brain. Good brain function. Now, we do recommend, in a very toxic environment, because admittedly, some of these centenarians grew up before pesticides. Right? Yeah, there was some pollution, but there was hardly any people on the planet compared to now. So yeah, they grew up in a healthier environment. They may have had better food quality in general. They didn't have any junk food then. Okay? So they could eat all the gluten they needed or wanted. But now with all the toxins in the environment, we do recommend that you don't smoke. We do recommend that you don't drink. And you don't eat refined carbs and junk food. Okay. It's a kind of, it's like adding more from the environment. If you love yourself and you get happy, you don't get cravings. And that's an important piece for those of you who just seem to be addicted to chocolate or whatever it is. Okay? You can be free of cravings by choosing the emotional state of happiness, because a state of happiness is a state of enough. If you don't feel like you have enough, if you feel some kind of hole in your life and this incompletion and you need to fill it, you need to fill it, you need to fill it, you're going to be attracted to junk food. Whatever your particular favorite junk food is, whether it's pizza or alcohol or some sugary treat or some salty potato chips, whatever your particular craving is, you can understand it as being an emotional imbalance because you don't feel that you are enough, that your life is enough, that you have enough, that you are enough, that it's enough. So take care of your body. Have a good diet for you. If you can eat a diet and you're continuously hungry, it's not the right diet for you. If you eat a diet and you gain weight or you lose too much weight, it's not the right diet for you. If you eat a diet that and you find yourself kind of manic and nervous, it's not the right diet for you. You can tell by your state of being. The chemicals in your body will tell you. If you're happy, you will gravitate to the correct diet. Why? Because you'll listen to your body and your body says, no, I don't want to eat that, because you remember when I eat that, how the next day I'm like moody? Come on now. You know, I don't want to go there. I'm going to have fun. So let's avoid that one right now. So you'll find your ability to stay happy. Now we're going to go into more detail about this in the second half, but what we'd like to do is we'd like to take you on a meditation now. And we're going to take you through those three steps. I'm going to set you up and get you going into happiness. And we are going to help you too. We're going to participate with you. And that's either live or in the recording. And in the recording, we will help you. We will participate with you. Because we're going to do a nice, big, juicy process right now. We're going to clear the past in one fell swoop. We're going to look at the precipice. We're going to be on the precipice looking at a future. We're going to look at your old life track and we're going to change it to a new life track. A new probable future for you. A future filled with happiness and gratitude. And we're going to inform your whole reality. All the particles in your reality. This is your choice. So your reality can shift. So finding a comfortable position. Letting yourself relax and be comfortable in your breathing. Closing your eyes. Letting yourself relax. Find your center, whatever that means to you. Just kind of go into a center place. Maybe focus on a point in front of your eyes. And just be. Now your mind's going to be going through its usual chatter. It's probably going to be monitoring the temperature. It's going to be monitoring the comfort level of your body and there may be an itch someplace. And very often when we bring people into meditation, when you relax, tension will show up in your throat. So we're going to just pull some tension out of your throat right now. Just kind of let it go so that you can just breathe very easy. Breathing very easy. Very comfortable. Very easy. Letting yourself be as relaxed as you can, but still remaining upright. Now we're going to go back to that little exercise we did before, where you stand facing your past. Just imagine it. You're just standing there feeling the energies of your past, feeling your heritage, your biological DNA heritage, your cultural heritage. Or heritages, feeling you the combination of all these various influences. Your upbringing, your childhood environments and circumstances, unique to you. Your parents, their personalities, any siblings that you had. The vibrations, the energies of what it was like at home when you were a kid. Just looking at your past. Looking at adolescence, looking at young adulthood, looking at whatever's in your past. All those events, the circumstances, those people. And there were significant times back there where big changes happened. Big changes in your life. Certain ages that you were. So just kind of scan through your life and remember what were those important years, maybe 3, 4, 5 of those very important years. Or timings when things, big things happened. Maybe it was a met your spouse to be and got married, or simply went to a new school as a child with new people, and or maybe a situation that with your parents, even later in your life, health crisis, a pivotal issue, maybe a parent leaving, a loss that changed the way you lived your life, the way you viewed it, the way you viewed yourself. You had to take charge. You had to respond to those situations. So what we would like to do is suggest that every one of those pivotal times, there was a you who changed, who had to grow, who had to figure something out, who had to make some kind of compensational activity, had to do something about it. It was at those pivotal times that you made a lot of beliefs, new ideas about yourself, about what was possible or not possible, what you needed to do, what you had to do, what was priority for you. All those choices that you made there, some of them subconscious or unconscious choices, some of them conscious. So take those ages, those times, those selves that you were. See yourself. Bring them as if they were living beings right now, and they are. And gather them about you. Maybe it was that 12, 13-year-old. Maybe the 23-year-old. Maybe the 38-year-old. All the way up to whatever age you are. Gather these selves. Bring these selves into personification. See them. Come and gather the selves that you were at pivotal times in your life. Gather them about you. There may be 2 or 3 or 7. Let them sit around, stand there. And you say to all of them, hello and welcome. I know what you went through. I know what you had to deal with. I know what choices you had to make. What growing you had to do. I know of the hardship and the suffering. The difficulties, the stress. And I know that you made it, you survived. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for surviving. Thank you for figuring things out so that I could survive right now and here. Thank you. I want to inform you today that this is an important day, a day of power, a day of personal choice for me. I am not kicking out any of what you learned, but I'm choosing a path that's going to be freer, easier, and happier. I appreciate the sacrifices you made, the challenges you addressed. Thank you. Thank you for being here with me. And you made some choices that have made it hard, too. Choices of identity that are limiting. You did the best you could in the situation you were in at the time. So it's okay. I want you to know I forgive you for having decided that, okay, you were just a failure or you were too incompetent or you unlovable or unworthy or whatever it was you decided you were. What identity you took upon yourself that was limiting. I forgive you. You did the best you could and I appreciate what you did. I forgive you for having put that into your life track. You didn't know you were doing it. You didn't know you were limiting your futures at the time. I'm letting you all off the hook. I'm letting myself off the hook too. I can't fulfill you either. You're looking to me, I know, to make your life work so that all your sacrifices will not have been in vain. I honor and respect your sacrifices. I forgive you for any mistakes, any limitations you created. I free you now. I love you. And I give you now. I give you a beautiful life. One by one, you take them by the hand. Just take the youngest one by the hand. And lead this one through a portal, a little door, something. Just walk right through with it. And on the other side is a perfect life. The perfect, ideal, happy, wonderful life. Happiness for this small one. So give this very young one, the child, maybe even a toddler, a happy life, perfect life, filled with love and security and comfort, fun, support. It's like you're the fairy godmother. You just wave a magic wand and the parents become perfect and the circumstances are totally happy. And the child is secure. So give your child self that security, that safety, that love, that value, and that happiness. Give that child everything it could want. Every toy, every piece of clothing, everything, anything that the child wants is there. And anything the child wants says, I want. And the parents say yes, and somehow they can afford, and they will bring it to the child with love, safety, comfort. You say goodbye now. Just feel how peaceful this is. There's a peace now for that child. Now come back and do it for the others. Take each one by the hand. Maybe the next one is the adolescent. The adolescent, of course, wants to be accepted, wants to be popular. Maybe the 20-something wants to be successful, have that relationship, have family harmony, and so on. Just take them through portals that just open up, beautiful portals of light. Just step through, take them through, leave them in this perfect place, forgiven and happy, free and safe. And with each one, feel the peace, the calm, how the tension or the stress down deep in your psyche, indefinable perhaps by words, just a sense of it calming down deep down inside. With each one finding peace and happiness. And with each one finding peace and happiness as you continue, or if you're already finished, just be aware that all their limiting beliefs and identities are also dropping off of you. Feel how you no longer identify with these selves. Maybe you had to see yourself as a scrappy survivor. Or maybe you felt that the world was overwhelming, you had to go and hide. Or that people were unsafe and that you had to be always guarded. Whatever you learned in these pivotal times, feel the energies and vibrations of that, those negative learnings. Feel them just drop off of you as you take each self to its happiness and its peace. Now, if you haven't finished, just wrap up now. Take the last ones in. And let them find peace and happiness. And feel within yourself. Feel your energy field, how it's shifting. Feel how those times of your life that were so identifying for you, so much about your personality, who you saw yourself as being, it's dropping off now. Dropping off. And you look at your past and you can see all yourselves. In a sense, every year represented by self. Forgive. Let go. Send a wave of love from your heart to your past selves. To your parents, guardians, to your teachers, to the authorities, to the cultural leaders, ministers, priests, rabbis, whoever that you encountered, that were your authorities. Feel it all just kind of dissolve away now. As you forgive them all. You did what you needed to do. You played the roles you needed to play in my play. To enable me to get on my path. To enable me to be here now. Enabling me to be in this place of power and choice in the present. Thank you. Thank you all. And be grateful for all those experiences, as terrible as they might have been or as wonderful. Be grateful for every one of them. Be grateful for all those selves that you have been. Grateful for all the experiences that taught you all the things you learned. With forgiveness, with gratitude for your past. Gratitude for everything. Gratitude for life. And just feel your energy field. Just feel your emotions. Feel your state of being right now. Just feel how it's lightening up gently, gently. Lightening, lightening. Easier, easier, lighter and lighter. It's just dropping off all the tension, all the past dropping off of you, all the identities dropping off of you, all the burdens, all the pressures, all the guilt dropping off of you. No more guilt. Just peace. Let the peace come. Here in the present moment. And in your mind's eye now, you gently turn around and face your present. 180 degrees, facing the opposite way now, mentally, orienting to your future now. And the vibration that you are, the past now, in a healing phase, you can see a pathway into your future. It's breaking up though now. Some of it's dissolving because it was based on your past. There's a projection of your past. It's like a road out in front of you. A long and winding road, perhaps just a lot of the windingness just kind of got lost. Perhaps it's covered with mist. It's hard to see now. But the old past you carried and the old future based on that past that you carried is over now. It's gone. It's dissolving just along with that past. So you look out at the future and it's as if the storm is past and the clouds are fading, the mists are clearing and the sun is coming out. It's a new day. A new future. You have chosen as the divine light being that you are to be here now, this age that you are, the gender that you are, in the location that you are on the planet, with the gifts, talents, and strengths, and knowledge and wisdom that you have at this time, to participate in a great consciousness revolution. Your wave. A wave of conscious beings becoming more conscious, owning more of who they are, closing up and culminating birth and death cycles, culminating karma, going beyond, ending the, what you might say, the contracts of attachment. The bounds, the binding, the yokes, the burdens. Ending the pain of the past. A new day dawns for you. Your reality is supporting you and has always supported you, has always brought those into your life, those people, those circumstances, those opportunities to enable you to know more of who you are. Released of the identities of your past, you can choose the identity of your future. of your ascended self, of your self-realized self, of your true self, of your knowing self, of your greater self, of your happy self. Peaceful, happy, serene, enough. Yes, you are enough. You are enough. You've done enough. You love enough. You give enough. You are enough. You feel, think, be. You are enough. Just be here now, present, feeling this energy. And imagine that you're surrounded by a sky filled with stars. It could be a day sky, beautiful blue sky with stars, sparkling. And every star is a friend, a being of light, a spark of consciousness like yourself, who has come to be with you, who loves you, to witness your pivoting change, to witness your choice, to support you in it. There's no judgment, only acceptance. They're your cheerleaders, your unseen friends, your guides, angels, spiritual teachers, so many friends from other lifetimes and this one surrounding you. Hundreds, thousands of stars surround you. It's your time. This is your time. Your time. Some of those stars move from their position and come together above you to form a bright star. This is the way we show ourselves, for we are a group of beings who love you, a group of sparks of consciousness who come together as one to form a giant star, a giant light above you, above your head. And now we're going to send a beam of light down from us to you. And when it reaches you, it's going to be like a column of light that surrounds you. We're safe. You're safe. Let yourself just relax, open. Let us send our love to you. Let us send this beam of light down, this column of light around you. Let it just pour like liquid light over your head, over your shoulders. Goes into your head, into your shoulders, into your body, just pouring over you, wrapping around you, soaking into you. Light, particles of light, just sparkles of light. Let us just surround you, drench you, soak you in love and light. As we remind you, dear ones, you are divine. You are made of the same essence as God, Goddess, all that is, and you are unique. You're a spark of consciousness, a spark like a cell in the body of God, Goddess, all that is. If God, Goddess, all that is, had a body. You're part of the whole. You're divine. You're God yourself. Although when you're in the physical plane, you don't know it. We're telling you, you are divine. This is your nature. Your nature is to love, touch, and heal. Your nature is to imagine, dream, create, have passion, manifest. And to know who you are, you're curious, you want to know and learn who you are. To step back into your divinity, to find the truth of yourself, to find who you truly are. We honor you. We respect you. You're a spiritual giant being of light. Without all that old identity, low self-esteem, self-judgments, all that holding yourself to task, trying to redeem yourself and absolve all your guilt. Without all of that stuff, let yourself feel the freedom of being the divine being. Feel the power of being a divine being who chose to come here to fulfill a mission of self-realization and to complete it with joy and share it with the world and return home to divine union and unconditional love. A choice you made. And you made that choice to be here now, today, this moment, ready, willing to step into your destiny, to step further into your path, into a new future, a new life track for you. You're empowered. This is a free will universe. So make your choice now. Grateful for this opportunity to be here. Very few people on the planet have this opportunity, but it is yours right now, here, today, this moment, to make a choice. A choice for forgiveness, gratitude, and living happy, being happy, remembering who you are, happy, accepting your life, responding to it as a happy person, as a filter upon your life to attract and to draw to yourself happy things. Choose. I choose. Inside yourself, I choose happiness. I choose to look at life through the filter of happiness. As a divine being, forgiving, loving, being grateful, and creating a future to be grateful for. Creating a future to love. Creating a future that is happy. I choose. I choose. Think of all those who you love. People, pets, projects, concepts, divine beings, guides, teachers, who you love. Feel the joy that you feel in their presence when all is harmonious. And soak that into you now, and we will help. Just soak the state of happiness and peace. And as you do that, you notice that the path before you has become brighter. It's beginning to take shape. You see bright spots and lights in your future. You see doors opening, possibilities. That hope that kept you alive and kept you going is now huge. A feeling of enthusiasm for the future. A knowing that you can change things, shift things, move things, create things. And oddly enough, by being happy and grateful, you can do it. Know that it is done. Your choice has been recorded, been witnessed and supported by your hundreds and thousands of unseen friends and support team. You are loved. You're precious. You're never alone. You will never be alone. You'll never be abandoned. Your life will be one of happiness and belonging. Because it's your choice. And now all your friends witnessing you, all these sparks of light, all these beautiful lights, as well as us. We leave now to go and start pulling together realities for you. Start to pull people and places and events and circumstances to line up along this path of light now that is your future. To line up the opportunities for you. As you let yourself know that it is done, so be it. With harm to none and joy to all. On all dimensions and levels, this choice has been made. Let yourself come back now into body awareness. Gently open your eyes. Gently open your eyes. Now just stay in this state of being the best you can. Just hold the state of being for just a few seconds now. With your eyes open, you've made a choice now. So just feel it. Yes, you made the choice good enough, okay? If you want to reinforce the choice, fine. You can go over this meditation again. But you did it good enough, okay? You made the choice. You chose. Let yourself feel safe right now. Let yourself ground it in. We're going to ground you. Below, grounding you above. All right, you're looking very bright now. And some places in your energy field are empty, where you dumped out a whole bunch of crap. Don't fill it back up, okay? With crap. If you're going to fill it back up with some light. You're going moving into the unknown now. Don't be scared. You're going to have plenty of company and support, okay? You're moving into the unknown because you're creating a new and grander life. All right, we're going to take a break. It has been a pleasure working with you so far. We look forward to working with you again and being able to integrate happiness into every part of your daily life, including working with problems, crises, and issues surrounding you with light and love. Farewell.